next item is Del Mar Mini Storage street requirements.
Passed out a portion of a copy of a survey. This project's requiring a service road that runs across this site and four other lots. Now, the owners are requesting that the commission determine what specifications the service road has to be built to. Either chapter 99, the subdivision ordinance, which requires a 50-foot right-of-way and 20-foot wide improvement, or the specs referenced in chapter 115, which would require, I've had a, or wrote down 25, but the ordinance deemed to go down to 20, they could go down to a 24-foot. Basically, you need to, do you want to build them to subdivision specs or the?
Subdivision specs, a 20-foot road and the.
50-foot right-of-way.
A 50-foot right-of-way, and then what's the other choice?
Service road, 24-foot.
But this isn't a subdivision application, right? It's.
No, they're minor subdivision approvals based on DLDOT approval, but DLDOT required a service road to serve all the parcels from one entrance.
But they've already been approved as minors or?
With the easements crossing each one, and they have agreements for easement, but DLDOT won't give them a specification how to build it.
You're kidding. 24-foot wide road is the second choice with still a 50-foot easement? No easement, just the road?
Twenty-four-foot, basically interior driveway.
How's that been handled before by the commission?
I think the only one we've had before was the 18 or 20 lots out on Route 9.
Yeah, the Wheatley project.
Just west of Harbison.
Yeah, the other one would be one of Cool Springs, and that's just an easement that crosses each one. They just pave them as they develop it, and they have parking on both sides of it. It's just a paved driveway.
So we're not, but.
There's one over in Seaford also where the rental place is, the south of IG's place.
That was
That's just, that was just stone there, and the commission allowed them to stone it.
These are. Would this be county spec?
But I'm not sure that was the right thing to do.
Well, what the. Chapter 115 requires on a commercial establishment that you have at least two courts of bituminous surface treatment, which is tar and chip, if you have over 10 parking spaces. That's the only way it's referenced. And then the subdivision ordinance would require you to have the 50-foot right-of-way, 20-foot hard surface to maintain the road with the drainage provisions and stormwater management facility and everything.
It's truly going to be a service road. It ought to be paved.
Yeah, well, that's, I was going to say, because we're not operating under the subdivision ordinance anyway. Yeah, I mean, it's almost more of a zoning code issue.
Should come up with a spec for a service road.
I'm surprised that they don't have a spec, because, I mean, all we've talked about so far is the width of the road. What about the paving section? What that's supposed to look like?
That'd come down to the county requirements, wouldn't it,
The applicants have told us that DLDOT's not getting many specs.
On the road?
For that service road, because it's on private property. The only thing they can give them is requirements for the entrance. And the entrance is on another parcel south of Furniture Lane, in this case.
Well, so who required them to have a service road?
DLDOT.
But they're not giving.
Okay.
Because they're not issuing separate entrance permits for each individual parcel.
Yeah. Now, I guess the question then becomes, what's within our purview here? I mean, the 24-foot road is preferable to a 20-foot road. I have personal experience with both, and I can tell you that if you're going to get, especially if you have anything bigger than a passenger car going up and down, you're better off with the extra width.
What about shoulders?
See, that's what I mean. That's why I'm saying you're better off with the 24, because that's all you're going to get. You're not going to get a shoulder.
If it's a commercial use, you know they're going to have deliveries.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it needs to be 24 feet wide. I also think it needs to be two courses of bituminous, not tar and chip. In fact, I don't even know.
Well, that's what the two courses of bituminous surface treatment is tar and chip.
I know.
By code, that's what the code says.
Well, I know. Well, I'm telling you what I think it all.
I agree, but
I'm going to ask our esteemed counsel if there's any way we can require any of that.
Well, it's by code anyway, so.
Well, by code, you're going to end up with tar and chip, which is essentially nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little.
Well, that's the minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be into the who's going to take care of it, and that's why the other specs for other things have been developed, so that you don't have quite the, you know. But if it's not within our jurisdiction to prescribe a paving section, which I don't know that we should be in that business anyway, because we're not engineers, you know.
When we say in the notes that the owners are requesting, is it the owners of the Del Mar Mini Storage or the owners of all the strips? Do we know?
I guess it was the engineer.
Okay.
Yeah, they're trying to work it in all these parcels together.
Do we have anything?
Same problem's going to happen across Route 13 from this site.
Because theoretically, everybody could do something different on their their piece of ground. You could have tar and chip on one, paving on the other, stone on another one. Oh, this is a wonderful.
Do we hear anything from the engineer as to whether there's an agreement or anything like that? I thought somebody had mentioned that there was some in the deeds or something like that. There was some reference to having.
No, but the only thing that I've seen is the agreement with Delta.
Well, apparently, the
required
one thing
to
we
put
have
in Surfing.
For that strip subdivision, though.
Right.
Apparently, the one thing we have jurisdiction over is the width of the road.
Right.
But Delta doesn't have any standard.
Because it's commercial, it would be 24 foot with two courses of bituminous.
Yeah.
Minimum.
24 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what it needs to be.
That's what I was going to say. That's what
if that's all we can require, then that's what we need to require.
And then there's stormwater management requirements would be included within that, because that's an additional disturbance. But you're talking about 24 by 200.
Well, individually, though, it may not be, because you're allowed to disturb 5,000 square feet without.
Yeah, right. That's true. But I mean, as it relates to the rest of their site,
yeah.
It does.
I agree.
In excess.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it counts. It would definitely count in their impervious area. It's another ordinance to consider there.
It really needs to be addressed. We fought with this when we did the Wheatley subdivision.
Yeah, I remember.
And they required the service road, and he didn't really make. He had stone, and then when he came back and did phase two, he would require to pave it. I think that's
right.
What I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Yeah, that was out near Harbison.
Right.
Yeah.
And that commercial one, as we got site plans, they came in and showed they were going to pave, and they connected their parking lots with the driveways connected across each one. But the entrance only is on one parcel.
Right.
He's the one in the middle.
Is the entrance already there?
Yeah, the entrance there is being. This entrance is being used by.
Franchise.
It's at Mike's Discount where the entrance is, I believe.
What's the chapter?
The next site is the
15.
Mm-hmm. Auto sale, State Line Auto, and then the next site is a storage for furniture land facility, and then the rest of them are still vacant. They haven't developed.
What road is it?
Right on 13.
13.
On 13. Well, that's
comply with chapter 115.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I take
care of. Yeah. Okay. That's in the highway corridor overlay zone, and that requires a service road shall be provided where required by DLDOT under that. Could we use that as a basis for establishing a standard specification for a service road?
Another day.
Yeah, that's a question
for
another day.
I mean, can
we
defer this until that is.
No, I don't want to do that, but just because that's an ordinance change, I think, with the standard specifications and who knows.
That would be an ordinance?
I think so, yeah, because it's the same as the subdivision ordinance. There's like cross sections, et cetera, for subdivision streets. I mean, I think it's.
That's what it would require.
Yeah, and it would require upstairs and engineering to come back with
right.
What they want across. I'd hate to hold this up.
Well, I understand.
For that.
I'm just trying to clarify what process we'd have to go through.
Yeah.
The commission couldn't, on its own, adopt a standard.
No, I don't think the commission would be the right organization
okay.
to do that.
All
anyway.
Right.
I don't think the commission wants to either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Engineering had the same problem. You know, we've had
conflicts between whether it's a subdivision, a street, or whether it's a driveway in a parking lot.
Can we just like hire an engineer on the spot? I see one or two out here. Hire one of these engineers, come up here, we'll do it right now. Bing, bada boom, bada bop, all done. No, can't do that. Okay, never mind. Mr. Gordy, it's up to you.
Mr. Chairman, I move to require Delmar Mini Stories to abide by chapter 115 in reference to the street requirements.
Second.
So moved and seconded to require the Delmar Mini Stories to abide by the chapter 115 requirements for the street requirement requested. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.